USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump told House Republicans in a conference call that he was urged by Energy Secretary Rick Perry to make the midsummer phone call to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that is now at the center of the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry. Trump has also suggested that it was a call that he didn't initially want to make. Department of Energy Press Secretary Shaylin Hayes said that Secretary Perry absolutely supported and encouraged the president to speak to the new president of Ukraine to discuss matters related to energy security and economic development. Perry is reportedly set to resign from his position as energy secretary in November. A second whistleblower has come forward with information about President Donald Trump's call with the president of Ukraine, according to attorneys representing that whistleblower and the intelligence official whose earlier complaint set off a series culminating in the impeachment inquiry. The second whistleblower, quote, has firsthand knowledge of the events, according to his attorney, Mark Zaid. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Purina. There's no doubt that pet owners want the best for their furry friends, including the best food to help them grow and fuel a long, healthy life together. But with increased confusion about what's good and bad, many pet owners may not feel completely confident that their pet's food is healthy and safe. Finding pet food for your dog or cat's nutritional needs, while factoring in his or her life stage, lifestyle, and activity level, is critical to health and longevity. Purina Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Kurt Venator.
Don't be afraid to call a pet food company and ask questions. These four things can help ensure your pet's food is safe and healthy. Look for a company that invests in scientific research to fully understand pets' needs and offers foods that are formulated by professional nutritionists, complete and balanced, and validated with feeding trials. When in doubt, consult your veterinarian to better understand your pet's specific needs.
For more, visit Purina.com. Again, that's www.purina.com.
An Alabama hospital system that quit accepting new patients after a ransomware attack said that they got the key to unlock the computer systems by paying the attackers, according to spokesman Brad Fisher. Fisher said, for ongoing security reasons, we'll be keeping confidential specific details about the investigation and the coordination with that attacker. The three hospitals, which mostly serve West Alabama, had about 860 beds total and admitted more than 32,000 patients last month. President Donald Trump has asked for a substantial cut in the National Security Council staff, according to Bloomberg. The step was described by some as part of an effort from the White House to make its foreign policy arm leaner. The request to do so was conveyed to officials by current White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien earlier in the week. The reductions at the agency, which currently employs 310 people, will be carried out through attrition. The report did not mention the exact number by which Trump is looking to cut the agency staff. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The TSA is investigating a disturbing security breach at a Florida airport. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
A woman without a plane ticket somehow made it past security at the airport in Orlando and got on a Delta flight. Another passenger on that flight expressed her dismay to a flight attendant after she found the woman in her seat and the woman wouldn't get up. Several other flight attendants and the pilot were unable to get the woman to move, so police were called in. When authorities did remove her, the officers and TSA agents discovered she never had a ticket to start with. The woman's actions and the security breach are now both under investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In a report from Politico, Elizabeth Warren's presidential campaign has fired its national organizing director, Rich McDaniel, after an investigation into allegations of what it called inappropriate behavior. Over the past 2 weeks, senior campaign leadership received multiple complaints regarding inappropriate behavior by Rich McDaniel, according to campaign spokeswoman Kristen Orman in a statement. Over the same period, the campaign retained outside counsel to conduct an investigation. Based on those results, the campaign determined that his reported conduct was inconsistent with its values and he could not be part of the campaign moving forward. A person familiar with the investigation said there were no reports of sexual assault but could not comment further. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.